This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Parliamentary Party leader Balendra Sal to be sworn in as 43rd Prime Minister of Nepal today. Outgoing Prime Minister Sushila Karki bids farewell, hails a smooth and successful March 5 House election. Ram Navami being celebrated today, President and Vice President extends greetings highlighting cultural heritage and unity. And U.S. extends pause on strikes against Iranian energy sites until April 6 amid ongoing talks. Now the news in detail. Balendra Sah has been unanimously elected as the parliamentary party leader of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, paving the way for him to become the 43rd Prime Minister of Nepal. The decision was taken at a central committee meeting held yesterday, where a proposal presented by party president Ravi Lamisani was endorsed unanimously after necessary amendments to the party's statute. President Ramchandra Paudel is scheduled to administer the oath of office and secrecy to Shah at Sheetal Nivas today in accordance with Article 76, Sub-Article 1 of the Constitution. Consultations are ongoing within the party leadership regarding the formation of the new cabinet, which is expected to be relatively small. Leaders from various political parties, members of diplomatic community, civil society representatives and senior government officials are expected to attend the swearing-in ceremony, where ministers are also likely to take the oath alongside the Prime Minister. The swearing-in comes just a day after the newly elected 274 members of the House formally took their oath at Singhadarbar. The ceremony was administered by senior-most lawmaker Arjun Narsingh Kesi in line with constitutional provisions after he himself was sworn in earlier by the President. The oath-taking highlighted Nepal's cultural and linguistic diversity, with 64 lawmakers choosing to take the oath in languages other than Nepali. Members also appeared in traditional attire representing various communities. The new House composition underscores a major political realignment. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party leads with 182 seats, followed by Nepali Congress with 38, CPN-UML with 25, the Nepali Communist Party with 17, Shram Sanskriti Party with 7, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party with 5, and 1 independent member. In the meantime, outgoing Prime Minister Sushila Karki has delivered a farewell address yesterday evening, a day before the swearing-in of the new government, expressing satisfaction over successfully conducting the March 5 House of Representatives election. In her statement, Karki said her primary responsibility was to ensure the election was held in a free and fair manner, a goal she believes has been achieved despite initial uncertainty when she assumed office 6 months ago. She credited the successful election to coordinated efforts among the Election Commission, security agencies, civil servants, political parties and civil society. Furthermore, she also confirmed that a report on the September protest would be made public, leaving it to the next government to act on its recommendations. Leaders of major political parties have outlined their positions following the swearing-in of newly elected members of the House of Representatives, signalling both commitment to governance and readiness for opposition roles. Chairperson of the CPN-UML, K.P. Sharma Oli, addressing the gathering at the party's central office in Chasal, urged his party's lawmakers to remain determined and work in the interest of the nation and the people, despite the party's disappointing performance in the recent elections. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress spokesperson Devaraj Chalise, at a press conference in Sanepa, said the party would respect the people's mandate and play a constructive opposition role. Similarly, coordinator of the Nepali Communist Party, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, said his party would act as a constructive opposition in the parliament, noting that the lawmakers would fulfill their responsibilities in line with the public mandate and help ensure government accountability. Likewise, president of the Shram Sanskriti Party, Harkaraj Rai, has said that his party will play a constructive role of an opposition party in parliament. The Supreme Court hearing on writ petitions challenging the Attorney General's decision to revise and withdraw organized crime and and money laundering cases against Ravi Lamisani, president of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, will continue on Sunday. Supreme Court spokesperson Arjun Prasad Koirala said yesterday's hearing before a division bench of Justices Vinod Sharma and Abdul Aziz Musalman was not completed. The writ petitions were filed by advocates challenging Attorney General Savita Bhandari Baral's move to withdraw the cases. The National Examination Board has said preparations for this year's Secondary Education Examination SEE are in the final stage. According to Controller of Examinations Tukraj Adhikari, essential materials including question papers, answer sheets and symbol numbers are being dispatched to all districts by March 28. A total of 512,421 students are set to appear in the examinations. The board also confirmed participation of 23 students from Japan. The exams will be conducted at 1,966 centres across the country with around 12,500 security personnel deployed to ensure they are held in a safe and orderly manner. The SEE is scheduled to take place from April 2nd to 12th, beginning at 8 a.m. each day. The exams were postponed by 2 weeks due to March 5 house elections. Results are expected to be published in the third week of the Nepali month of Asar. The festival of Ram Navami is being celebrated today with devotion, marking the birth anniversary of Lord Ram. According to Hindu tradition, Lord Ram, revered as the seventh incarnation of Lord Vishnu and known as Maryada Purushottam, was born on this day in Ayodhya. The festival observed during Chaitra Navaratri symbolizes the victory of truth and righteousness over evil. Special worship and rituals are being held at temples with large numbers of pilgrims visiting the Ram Janaki temple in Janakpur, where fairs and religious programs are underway. On the occasion, President Ramchandra Paudel extended his best wishes to Nepalese at home and abroad, highlighting the importance of such festivals in preserving cultural heritage and promoting unity, goodwill and social harmony. Similarly, Vice President Ram Sahib Prasad Yadav also conveyed his greetings, stating that the life and values of Lord Ram continue to inspire truthfulness, discipline and ethical conduct in society. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Tensions in West Asia remain high, even as diplomatic efforts continue alongside ongoing conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a further 10-day pause on planned strikes against Iranian energy infrastructure, extending the deadline to April 6. The move, which he said was made following a request from Tehran, comes amid what he described as ongoing and very positive talks on a potential peace deal. The United States has reportedly submitted a 15-point proposal to Iran through Special Envoy Steve Witkoff. However, Iranian officials have reacted cautiously, with one senior figure describing the proposal as one-sided and unfair. Meanwhile, fighting continues. According to the BBC, Israel says it has killed head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Naval Forces Alireza Tangsiri, along with other senior commanders. Iranian authorities have not yet commented on the claims. The war, which began on February 28, continues to have significant regional and global implications, with both military escalation and diplomatic efforts unfolding simultaneously. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast mostly cloudy weather conditions in the Himalayan regions, generally cloudy in the hilly regions and partly cloudy in the Tarai region today. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall with thunder, lightning, gusty winds and hail at many places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, at some places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the remaining provinces and at a few places in the Tarai region today. Likewise, the division has stated that at present there is a partial influence of westerly low-pressure system as well as local winds across the country. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are expected to range from 12 to 14 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 23 and 25 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Parliamentary Party leader Balendra Shah to be sworn in as 43rd Prime Minister of Nepal today. Outgoing Prime Minister Sushila Karki bids farewell, hails a smooth and successful March 5 House election. Ram Navami being celebrated today. President and Vice President extends greetings, highlighting cultural heritage and unity. And US extends pause on strikes against Iranian energy sites until April 6 amid ongoing talks. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.